You're listening to Shenandoah Valley Evergreen, a program that highlights the natural systems that function all around us. I'm Sydney Roth.
And I'm Tim Thomas.
Some would say there's no better way to get to know your locality than simply getting out and spending time in it. Our correspondent, McLaren Reed, got out for an early spring hike with one local family. Here's McLaren reporting from the trail.
On a chilly early spring morning, I passed fields of cows into the George Washington National Forest. At the trailhead, I met Nicole Barrows with her baby Therese and husband Daniel following along. Nicole was excited that although it seemed bare, these green patches were home to flowers called spring ephemerals. These sweet, delicate blooms only last a few weeks underneath the bare cover of the trees.
It's like everything's covered in leaf litter and things are just starting to poke up. That takes like what you might call like a boring hike that you've been on a bunch of times and like adds these layers of complexity and intrigue to it because even though you might know a plant, you might not know it, you know, in its dormant form. And looking for those like little signs of that little life. Keeps me coming back to this every year.
Nicole Barrows is the Director of Education at Project Grows, a nonprofit with a vision for building access to healthy food and garden-based education. She understands how beneficial it can be to build a healthy relationship with nature, because she has seen herself how it can impact Augusta County.
I have a great job. I get to be outside with students, and I'm always learning a lot. You know, I don't have a farming background, but I've learned a lot over the years, and my personal favorite hobby and part of my job is, or one of my favorites, is plant identification. So, like I was saying, I did not go to school for this. I didn't take, I wasn't a bio major. I don't have any formal botany training. But I've gotten to meet a lot of really cool people over the years that have taught me a lot, and I've been on a lot of different plant walks. And I've bought a lot of field guides and just have studied a lot on my own.
It's not about knowing exactly where to look. It's about knowing how to look. Barrows has developed a routine for finding blooms and dormant flowers year-round.
My best advice would be to pick a hike and just hike it all the time. Get to know that little stretch, and especially between the months of like April and like early April to let's say like mid-June, you're gonna see a lot of really cool wildflowers if you're going slowly and if you're looking for them, and take notes on what you know when things are blooming, the date of your hike and what you saw, or even if you didn't know the name of it, like you can give it a pet name until you figure it out later on. Then you have that sort of intimate knowledge of that place. I think that's a beautiful way to approach hiking.
Because Barrows hikes the same few hikes very often, she finds blooms and certain oddities every once in a while. While on our hike together, the leaves of a common striped wintergreen, or Pipsissewa, caught her eye. It was unusual because the leaves were heart-shaped when they are always straight and narrow. She seems to observe something new every time she hikes.
That's a way of knowing that I think takes time to cultivate. And I've learned from the spring ephemerals.
Barrows has developed an intentional way of seeing nature that requires mindfulness. And her favorite journal pages reflect her learning. She takes a teaching perspective when illustrating her observations. After our hike, Barrows showed me her favorite sketches.
I feel like my favorite flower is the flower that's blooming.
Slowing down makes it easier to remember the plants. When you take your time observing the trails, you give yourself time to connect with the memory to the flower.
Okay, so this is Trailing Arbutus, and it is like a creeping wildflower that sort of creeps over the forest floor. The leaves are kind of leathery. That's one way we can identify it. And then also it has these little purple, light pink or maybe like very light purple little flowers coming out of it. And the really fun thing about this one is it has a really good smell. That's one of my favorite ones.
Nicole uses field guides to memorize her plants, but she also uses apps.
Yeah, iNaturalist is a great like citizen science app. In addition to helping you identify plants that you're seeing, it also then is compiling data from, you know, so many people all over the globe. Oh gosh, it's so useful. You can use it to see what other people have seen in a certain area, you know, going years back. It's also like if you want to go look for a certain plant, you can see where it's been identified locally.
Another resource in the Valley is the Arboretum in Harrisonburg.
I used to be the education coordinator there, and I learned so many things by working there and the awesome team there. And they also have a What's in Bloom page, so anytime that you're you go there and you see something that's blooming, you can look it up, and it's very clearly identified because they've made this like great list of everything that is planted amazing. There. So yeah, I highly recommend it. That was a great way for me to like sort of take my learning to a whole nother level.
Check out the Shenandoah Evergreen webpage on WMRA's website to see pictures from our spring hike and photos of Barrow's journal entries. I'm McLaren Reed for Shenandoah Valley Evergreen.